Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, already getting great feedback across the board on President Trump's pick for vice president, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Well, let's we get the great opportunity now of talking with somebody who knows Senator Vance on a personal level and on a professional level, Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines. Senator, I understand you're back in Milwaukee for the convention. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I'm right here starting the day in Milwaukee. It's been an incredible day already yesterday. It's going to be another great 3 days.
Well, I know we've got a quick 3 minutes here before our first break, and then we'll talk more about Senator Vance after that. But first, just what was it like seeing President Trump enter that arena following this assassination attempt on his life over the weekend?
Well, it's an electric moment to have, you know, Lee Greenwood on the stage talking and then singing, of course, God Bless the USA. You could see the emotion in President Trump's face. I mean, this is a moment that I think is life-changing for him in terms of narrowly dodging an assassin's bullet. You can't be the same person going forward, knowing that every day he goes forward, his life has been protected by God. And I think it was a deep moment of reflection for the president, a further resolve. And you just can't script that moment. A leader was nearly assassinated, he's taken the ground by Secret Service for protecting him, and instead of cowering as he's taken off the stage with blood streaming off his face, he rises above the agents, lifts his fist, and says, fight, fight, fight. I mean, that will be one of the great moments in American history.
Well, and also just how remarkable for him to not even change his plans, but then to just get right back into the fight here. The thing, too, I'm glad that most folks on the other side of the aisle are condemning this assassination attempt. But I think they also should have condemned these political assassination attempts as well. We've seen so many norms violated in our country in the past few years.
Well, comparing the president to Hitler, when they continue this horrible and these lies, these rhetoric of he's a threat to democracy, he's an existential threat to democracy. I mean, look at the hypocrisy of that argument. Look in the mirror. If the left would just say, look, they try to throw the guy in jail, then an assassin's bullet nearly takes him down. I hope if nothing else comes out of this, Aaron, it just dispels this hateful rhetoric they spewed against President Trump.
That's right. Well said. Well, 20 seconds before the break here, but it sounds like you believe that J.D. Vance is great news for Montana, not just for Trump's ticket, but for Montana especially.
Well, look, he'll be the first U.S. Marine to ever serve as vice president. I chatted with my dad last night back in Bozeman. Dad's 85. He was just excited about J.D. Vance. He loves his background. Here's a guy who was born the wrong side of the tracks, a native son of Ohio. Had a very, very tough upbringing, can relate to the plight of the middle class. He's going to appeal to these lunch bucket Democrats, voters in Ohio, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. He's very, very smart. He's a close friend of mine, and it's a great pick by the president.
All right, we'll talk more with Senator Daines right after this from Milwaukee.
Democracy 2024.
Delegates fired up seeing former President Trump appearing alongside his newly announced running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted telling me his thoughts on the ticket.
We love him. He's going to do a great job being Donald Trump's wingman. He understands how to reach the average person with the Make America Great Again message. He believes in Made in America. He wants to protect our borders. He wants to keep people safe.
Florida Representative Byron Donalds.
Phenomenal ticket. We're going to win big this November.
Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman.
What Donald Trump has given us is he has given us back our blue-collar roots. That's what he's given us. He's given us back our legacy. And J.D. Vance is just going to advance that in another generation.
Delegates flocking to the former president seen wearing a bandage on his right ear days after the attempt on his life. From the RNC in Milwaukee, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay at around 90 degrees in the Bozeman area to about 93 in Billings. For tonight, clear and quiet. Temperatures will drop off to about 59 in Bozeman, with low temperatures near 64 in Billings. Still staying with more sunshine and more hot weather on Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
You can plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pray for President Trump. Pray for our country. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We got reactions from Montanans following this assassination attempt against President Donald J. Trump and much more. If you missed even 1 second of Monday's Montana Talks, we heard from Congressman Ryan Zinke, some great phone calls, and much more. All 4 hours of the show goes to our Montana Talks podcast. You can find it on Spotify. Better yet, get it on the Montana Talks app on your...
This is where Montana Talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, my first reaction when I saw that Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was selected to be President Trump's running mate for vice president here is, wow, this is great news for conservatives in Butte, great news for working class folks in Butte and Great Falls and other places like that. Senator Daines, your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, you read J.D.'s life story, which can be read in the book you wrote, you know, Hillbilly Elegy. This guy had a very tough upbringing. It was the tough family environment, very, very poor. In Middletown, Ohio, is where he was born, and going from that point into the United States Marine Corps, and he'll tell you the Marine Corps really helped straighten him up. My dad says the same thing when he joined the Marine Corps there in Billings, Montana. But what he has is he's got a tremendous intellect as well, so great life experiences. He's one of the smartest guys we have in the Senate. I remember first campaigning with J.D. back in 22 when he was running for that Ohio Senate seat, and he won that race decisively in Ohio. But his appeal to the hardworking Montanans, to hardworking folks in the Rust Belt of this country, which where the election will be decided for the president, it'll be decided in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin. He has an appeal, again, to those lunch bucket Democrats, unlike any Republican I've seen in a long time.
Well, I watched the Teamsters Union president address the RNC last night. First time ever that a Teamsters president has addressed the RNC. Fiery speech. And man, he was singing the praises of J.D. Vance and President Donald Trump last night. Tonight at the GOP convention, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, the Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Montana, will be addressing the convention, headlining the convention as well. I got a chance to catch up with him yesterday, but, you know, I've been telling folks, look, if you support Donald J. Trump and his policies, the most important vote you can cast for Donald Trump in Montana is for Tim Sheehy. Your thoughts?
Well, completely agree, and I will tell you, I speak to the president frequently about Montana. I speak to J.D. Vance frequently about Montana and the importance of the Senate race. They see it. They know that if they're going to enact their agenda for America, this America First agenda, they must win the state of Montana. It's as clear and clean as that. And John Tester has opposed President Trump on everything of major consequence. He voted to impeach Trump twice. He voted against the Trump tax cuts. Tester voted against every one of Trump's Supreme Court nominations. And now when Biden became president, Tester has voted 95% of the time with everything that Joe Biden's trying to accomplish. And so Tester will be part of that resist movement to stop President Trump. And that's why Tim Sheehy is speaking tonight in front of the national stage at the Republican National Convention, because this is the most important Senate race in the country, and Montanans will have a chance to decide whether or not Trump's agenda is enacted or not. A vote for Tester is to stop Trump. A vote for Sheehy advance Trump's America First agenda. It's not that complicated.
That's right. Well, and one thing that was clear in night one of the RNC is, I think the Teamsters president pointed this out. He said, I'm here speaking because Donald Trump made it happen. And Donald Trump opened up those gates. And Donald Trump has Tim Sheehy speaking tonight because that's how important this U.S. Senate race is here in Montana to Donald J. Trump and his agenda, frankly. Senator Steve Daines, just talk about being at the convention. I got to go to both the Democrat and the Republican conventions 20 years ago. And it's just remarkable, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, to witness the process and see all of the faces. It's just kind of fun to walk around and see who you run into. What's it like for you, obviously, being a big player right now as the head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee?
Well, I will have the honor of actually addressing the convention from the stage on Thursday night. That slot when President Trump, of course, will be our big cleanup hitter. I'll be there. I'll have a chance to proudly represent Montana on the stage. But it's a moment in history, Aaron, that we know that the future of this country, I do believe, falls on where this election heads. I think President Trump's going to win right now at this moment. I think we can get the majority Senate control and get the House back. But I'm worried. I know listeners are worried about this. If this goes the wrong way, and I think this is going to be closer than maybe people think, this thing probably tightens up. We have to run against the mainstream media every day, and I think this race may tighten up. But the emotion here, the enthusiastic support, I think Thursday night, President Trump is going to blow this roof off. I mean, it is going to be one of these epic evenings. So I think strap in on Thursday night, watch these speeches, and watch President Trump as he's going to lay out his America First agenda in front of a crowd that I'm not sure could be any more excited in supporting this president.
The president dodged the bullet. I mean, obviously, it still struck his ear, but he dodged the bullet, what, a quarter of an inch or less? Our country dodged a bullet. Less than a minute to go. Some are describing this as providential. Got to say, I agree.
I know it is providential. I guess I've always been raised in terms of my faith in God. That was a providential moment. And, you know, it was a quarter inch, Aaron, that separated this week from being a memorial service. Imagine that, had that assassin's bullet connected with Trump. This would have been a memorial service this week instead of a national convention. It's a sober moment, literally, in terms of what a quarter inch could have meant the difference in our country. Imagine the chaos. Imagine the unrest. When Martin Luther King was assassinated, I mean, there was riots in the streets. You know this would have been a moment in our country that would have just further divided apart. President Trump has a chance, and he will do this on Thursday night, to bring this country together under his leadership.
He survived. Our country will survive. Fight, fight, fight. Our country will fight back from this economic turmoil and more. Senator Steve Daines, thanks so much for joining us. Great to catch up with you here this morning. Joining us from Milwaukee. Quick break. Phone lines are open for you.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council have filed a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management's Conservation Landscape Health Rule. The lawsuit filed in the District Court of Wyoming seeks to overturn the rule that threatens generations of family ranching operations in the U.S. by undermining the long balance of multiple-use management, the groups say. NCBA President and Wyoming rancher Mark Isley said the groups are suing the Biden administration to stand up for America's Western ranchers and push back on this harmful rule that only serves as a stepping stone to removing livestock grazing from the nation's public lands. Isley added that under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act, the BLM is supposed to balance the multiple use of public lands, including grazing, energy, mining, timber, and recreation. However, he said the BLM's rule upends the system by creating a brand new use for federal lands without congressional approval and conflict with existing federal law. Also next week, a cattle producers forum will focus on industry collaboration and bring attendees a slate of informative speakers that will help address issues in the cattle industry. Starting on the hills of the Northern Livestock Video Auction, a reception will take place at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley on July 23rd, with the meat to the program taking place at the Doubletree Hotel on the 24th. Visit the Montana Stock Growers online for more info. I'm Lane Nordland.
serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, Ray in Great Falls is excited about the selection of J.D. Vance to be Trump's running mate here. Ray sent this message last night. I know you already know this, but we need J.D. to come to Montana for a few city tour. You got to include Great Falls, Malmstrom. Put it together. Jenny in Roundup said this yesterday afternoon, talking about this assassination attempt on President Trump. Thank God his angels were on duty, since Biden's Secret Service was not doing their duty to cover President Trump. That was from Jenny in Roundup. Did you guys see also in that Lester Holt interview on NBC? I talked a little bit about that interview in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Lester Holt asked Joe Biden about the Secret Service, and he asked something to the effect of, have you spoken with your Secret Service director? And Joe Biden's response was like, well, I don't know if he, Joe, your Secret Service director is a woman. It's like, do you even know whether your Secret Service director is a man or a woman? I mean, I know we're in this weird pronoun game society right now where it might be a she, but goes by a he. But I'm pretty sure she goes by she. So why did Joe Biden refer to her as a he? Anyway, Tim Sheehy, Tim Sheehy likes to joke about pronouns when he mentions his last name. Sheehy will be addressing the Republican National Convention tonight. I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. He called in later in the show for you early risers out there that might have missed it. And I asked him, I said, you know, I mentioned how a lot of us were shocked but not surprised when we saw this assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump. Here's what Tim Sheehy had to say about that and more.
I mean, we have to save this country, and obviously what we saw this weekend was historic. It was a historic tragedy, of course, and I heard it happen live. I was actually over south of Billings, branding on Turk Stovall's ranch, a friend of mine and business partner of mine, and was driving north off the res there and was listening on XM radio and heard this happen live. And as soon as I heard those cracks over the radio, I knew exactly what was going on. And obviously, thank God he made it out alive. Thoughts and prayers with Corey Comparatore, his family, the firefighter who was killed protecting his family. And, of course, thoughts and prayers with the law enforcement. You know, there's a lot of online vitriol going on right now against our law enforcement. Certainly mistakes were made. Investigations will happen. You know, those who did, screw up will be held accountable. But, it's a very tough job protecting a principal like that. And, let's let the investigation unfold before we jump to conclusions here because, like I said, it's a tough job that Secret Service has to do, and they don't have all the resources they need to do it right.
All right, so, yeah, that was part of his reaction. And then he also talked more about his service as a Navy SEAL because Navy SEALs actually have personal security detail missions that they will do that he did as a Navy SEAL overseas. Not just supporting our American president, but supporting, allied presidential leaders as well. He talked about how the Navy SEALs saved Hamid Karzai's life in Afghanistan once and more. So you can listen to the full audio. It's on our Montana Talks podcast from the 9 o'clock statewide hour of the show on Monday. So you can click the on-demand button on the Montana Talks app, or if you listen to podcasts on Spotify, you can find it that way as well. So what does he plan on talking about tonight at the Republican National Convention?
Talking about common sense, Aaron. I mean, I'm an optimist. At my core, I really am. You know, you don't jump out of planes at night in enemy territory or start a business in your barn if you're not an optimist. And I am an optimist. I really believe America's best days are ahead. But, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, you know, that's not guaranteed. It's not passed to us in the bloodstream. We have to fight for it, and we have to recognize what's at stake. And common sense, frankly, is what's at stake. You know, more and more Americans are looking around and saying, you know, why are we sending billions of dollars overseas when our country is crumbling? Why are we securing other countries' borders when our border is wide open? Why are we subsidizing billions of dollars of solar panels and wind power when our gas prices are twice, three times what they should be? So, you know, Montanans, what I've heard over the last year in all 56 counties, Montanans want common sense back. And what does that mean to most Montanans? It means they want a secure border, safe streets, good schools, cheap gas, cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls. And we're going to be hammering that home that we have to bring common sense back to our government. Our elected officials have to be working for us. We pay their salary. We expect them to do what's right for us, for our children, and for our country.
All right. So, yeah, he will be on the national stage tonight. Looking forward to catching that. Get to your Fox News update here in 60 seconds. We'll be about 90 seconds. We'll be back with you. If you got something quick you want to share or respond to, call 406-294-0970. And then coming up at 740, Jeremy Carl, senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. He lives in Bozeman. And he is ecstatic about the selection of J.D. Vance to be Donald Trump's running mate. He'll explain in just a few minutes on why he is so excited about J.D. Vance.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Former President Donald Trump appears his right ear bandaged from an assassin's bullet on the first night of the Republican National Convention as America meets his vice presidential nominee, 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, talking about the Democrats' ticket.
They can't run on the issue of is the world more peaceful than it was 4 years ago. Remember when Donald Trump left office, you had real growing peace movements all over the world.
Tonight's convention theme, Make America Safe Again. And after the attempt on Donald Trump's life, President Biden has directed that RF Kennedy Jr. receive Secret Service protection while the president resumes his campaign in Las Vegas. As many as 10 tornadoes lashed the Chicago area last night from downtown to Midway Airport to the western suburbs like Naperville. Still over 200,000 power outages. America is listening to Fox News.
Oh, by the way, what did Tim Sheehy have to say about J.D. Vance? I'll tell you about that here in just a second. Hey, first, though, I know, you know, usually around this time of the morning, I think is when we'll get messages on our Montana Talks app from our friend Lightbrows in Hardin. That's his call sign, Lightbrows in Hardin. He's an incredible Special Forces veteran. I've gotten a chance to meet in person. Hey, Lightbrows, I'm hoping to see you tonight in Hardin. So you guys have heard I've been traveling the state. We've been doing this big tour helping you fight inflation. I've been doing that with Americans for Prosperity Montana, and these events are paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. But we are going to be in Hardin tonight at the Outlaws Cafe and Casino. The Outlaws Cafe and Casino. I'll be right out front, and we're going to have gift cards for you to help you fight inflation. So come see us. Should have a great time. Looking forward to seeing all of our friends in Hardin. Come on down. Say hi, if anything, and grab a gift card. And I've seen some of you are like, Aaron, I'm good. I don't need this gift card. Give it to somebody who needs it. And I say, how about you give it to somebody who needs it? And you tell them why we're giving it to you. We're giving you this gift card so that you can combat the massive government spending and the inflation that it has caused, how Joe Biden and John Tester's destructive policies are hitting you in the pocketbook. You take the gift card, and if you don't need it, give it to somebody who does, and somebody who needs to hear that message as well. But yeah, Outlaws, we're going to be at the cafe at Outlaws Cafe and Casino in Hardin. I'll probably get there around 5, probably be there till about 6:30 or so. So drop in and see us and spread the word. All right, let's see. Here's what Tim Sheehy has to say about J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a political outsider, an America First warrior, and a successful businessman who served our country as a Marine. It's time for a new generation of conservative leaders to help President Donald J. Trump make America great again. Let's get to work. Vote Trump, Vance. But again, I want to stress, if you're one of those people out there that claims to be a supporter of Donald J. Trump, you got the hat, you got the T-shirt. I'm wearing my Trump T-shirt right now. Unless you cast a vote for Tim Sheehy in Montana, you're not supporting Donald J. Trump. You are undermining Donald J. Trump. Let's see. Bryant in Bozeman asked a very good question. Aaron, how much money is Chuck Schumer spending to prop up flip-flop John Tester? It seems like every other ad on all the radio stations are supporting Tester. The richest one to me is the lobbyist cash commentary. Oh, it's okay for John to receive all that money, but no one else, I guess. Yeah, isn't that the phoniest attack ever? John Tester is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash again. And yet in these fake phony ads, they try to attack Tim Sheehy for getting lobbyist contributions when John Tesler is the number one recipient of campaign cash. Now, if the fake news media spent less time cheerleading John Tesler's campaign cash haul and more time questioning it, they would raise that question.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The news that the performance of American K-12 schools seriously deteriorated in the last 4 years seems to have been buried in the back pages of the news. At the end of last year, it was announced that 13-year-olds nationally scored 4 points lower in reading and 9 points lower in mathematics than just before the pandemic. That puts scores at roughly 1979 levels, wiping out 40 years of progress since then. Just because the bright light of media attention is not shining on this problem doesn't mean it doesn't matter. And two schools of thought are emerging on solutions. The traditional one of using more money and trust to educational professionals is perhaps heard the loudest. But a second approach that gives families vouchers to use on schools they choose has made significant inroads of late. Waiting for bureaucracies to address education system deficiencies or empowering parents to seek out better schools on their own. Many states are considering and adopting this second approach. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Given all that's happening in the news, plus big news back here in Montana, big news on the national front, the Republican National Convention underway in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we better leave the phone lines open for you. That's what's coming up for Tuesday's Montana Talks. Now, if we have some big guests that we need to get on the show, we'll make that happen as well. But we definitely want to get your phone calls on the show as well, because that's the best part of Montana Talks. It's where you get to talk. It's where you get to hear other folks from across Montana talk. Montana Talks statewide, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, hold your phone calls for just a few minutes here. We've got Jeremy Carl, senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, on the phone lines with us here. It's always great to catch up with Jeremy. But definitely want to get his take on the selection of J.D. Vance as President Trump's running mate, just announced yesterday and then highlighted at the Republican National Convention. Jeremy lives in Bozeman, but is a senior fellow with the Claremont Institute. Jeremy, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
You know, I got to say, I was scrolling through a little bit. You wrote a Substack, I think it was, column here, why I love the J.D. Vance pick. I was trying to think, the only downside I can really think of is he went to Yale. What kind of guy goes to Yale?
Well, you know, I'm afraid that would disqualify me as well, right? But one of the many good things about J.D. Vance is that he really reaches a lot of different constituencies. He's obviously, he grew up in a very poor working class background. I mean, documented that when he originally came to national attention, and I think that's great that he can speak to voters like that. He's also had an elite education. He kind of can go through the elite professional world. He gets along really, really well with President Trump, which I think was always a key to this selection. He really just checks all the boxes, I think, and I think it's just a terrific pick, one of the most consequential, if not the most consequential thing I think Trump has done since he was originally elected in 2016 in terms of the future of the movement.
Yeah, not only does he one of the things that I read that I think you wrote, which is so important, is that he is – you know, from a policy standpoint, he is right in line with Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement. And so but since he's not even 40 yet, I don't think he turns 40 until next month. This is somebody who can carry on the torch of the MAGA movement and the MAGA policies for decades to come.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, he's very aligned, and that's what was really great. And I think it really speaks well to Trump and Trump's character here, because, you know, it's very easy. Of course, it's already been documented, it was well documented before, that not so many years ago, Vance was saying not such kind things about Trump. But I think that Trump took Vance's change of heart very seriously. And I think more he was focused not on that, but like, is this a person who I believe in and can trust and will really fight on the issues that I care about? And and as opposed to some of the other guys that he was considering, not necessarily terrible people, but just Burgum or not from that world, Vance really, he's very aligned with the president. He's very aligned with the MAGA movement, and that's one of the things that makes it a really good.
Yeah, one of the lines that you have here in this piece on why you really like the J.D. Vance pick here is you say Vance comes from the forgotten white working class, and he has made concern for the people he came from the centerpiece of his career from the beginning.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he came to prominence writing the book Hillbilly Elegy, which was sort of universally praised by everybody before kind of Vance came out as a conservative later, and then some people decided they didn't like it, but it was really about his very chaotic upbringing as a member of the white working class, but from kind of an Appalachian history and a lot of dysfunction there, but also a lot of strength that he documents as well. It's a terrific pick in that. But I'd also add kind of beyond that, and this is a little bit of an inside baseball, I don't know how much I've heard of this, I maybe just alluded to it in my piece, but like, as a policy guy, you know, I know who J.D. Vance talks to, I know who his staff are. This is not an establishment pick. This is very much an insurgent pick. He's a guy who knows what time it is. He's somebody who's very conversant in some of the things that are going to be maybe a little bit obscure to kind of your average GOP voter, but are important in terms of us actually being able to wield power effectively. And I think he really represents the next generation of the movement to me.
Tucker Carlson basically talked about that, where he said, I like J.D. Vance based on every creature in Washington, D.C. that does not like J.D. Vance. He said, sometimes, you know who the best candidates are, not necessarily based on who is for them, but who is against them.
No, that's absolutely true. And I actually got a rather panicked email from another Montanan, but who's close to the president on yesterday morning, because I think a lot of us had kind of always felt like it was going to be Vance, but that, you know, people were talking to Trump and trying to move him away, and Tucker had kind of given him a pep talk and anything I could do to help boost JD publicly a little bit, to kind of go do that, because that's just sort of the movement. There were a lot of people who in the establishment who did not want Trump to make this pick, because honestly, they don't want, you know, they want MAGA to die with Trump. They want to go back to the way things were when Mitch McConnell was controlling the party and it was a Romney-Ryan party. And this is a really decisive move that says we're not going to do that. And I think it's really wonderful. And again, it has potential to become so long beyond Trump's term.
Well, I also think that there were some people that maybe they wanted Trump to pander. Pick a black running mate.
Correct.
So you can pander to the black voter. Pick a woman running mate so you can pander to the woman voter. But I saw a Daily Caller headline, which was interesting. It was about how black voters are sick of being pandered to by the left. So I think in a way, not pandering to specific voters, I think also, almost shows more strength. But also, I thought what Lawrence Jones said on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, Lawrence Jones, who's black, who, if folks don't know that, you know, you talk about this forgotten working, you know, white working class folks that Vance speaks to, but Lawrence Jones talked about how he even speaks to him, and he said, you know, as
sure.
He talked about how J.D. Vance is like, you know, he said, you know, growing up in a mostly black community, he said, we all played football with that one poor white kid, you know, that was on our team,
and they're like,
that's who J.D. Vance is, you know, and
that's right. I mean, he can speak. I mean, he comes obviously from a poor white. You know, working class at best community in terms of their social status, but I think his experiences he had growing up without a lot will speak to a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, and I expect that you will see him talking a lot about those experiences on the campaign trail. And again, Vance is an incredibly skilled communicator, and so I think that's going to be another very compelling part. It was also part of the reason why Trump picked him.
Yeah, I see Vance appealing to all of those what have been referred to in the past as Rust Belt states. I mean, I spent a few years in, you know, south of Chicago, where I was that, you know, one of the few white kids on the football team. And
right.
And man, those towns have been hit hard, white or black,
sure,
by, you know, the deindustrialization of America. And frankly, in Montana, we're seeing the results of deindustrialization because of the environmentalists' attacks on coal and attacks on agriculture and attacks on mining. And then we've also seen the open borders leading to drug addiction and fentanyl and meth and more. And so that's exactly what J.D. Vance has talked about. So it's not just something that appeals to West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania. It appeals right here in Montana as well.
No, absolutely. And I think, again, you know, just a really good pick. And for those who I mean, I was always done because as a political insider type, if I have to give myself that tag, you know, I assume kind of everybody knows who J.D. Vance is, but I saw some survey that on the eve of the announcement, like 55% of Trump voters couldn't identify him. But what I would say to those guys is there's a reason why Susie Wiles, his campaign manager, there's a reason why Don Jr., Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, all these people were so strongly in Vance's corner, and ultimately the president himself. I mean, it was really clear to me, you know, I talked to a very senior legacy meeting a couple of months ago, and it was really clear in talking to any coverage of the president that it got Trump just wanted to pick Vance. He liked Vance. He trusted Vance. He wanted to work with Vance. And so that's why I think it's terrific that he had the confidence to pick Vance.
Yeah, and I kept – this is why I try not to do predictions, but I just kept assuming that whatever names they were mentioning was a distraction, was a feint from the real name they would pick. But in this instance, no, a lot of people were thinking Vance, and that's who it ended up being. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Jeremy Carl served as an appointee in the Trump administration at the Department of Interior. So, yeah, he was a very well-connected guy, not just through the Claremont Institute, but through that appointment as well. Jeremy, 20, 30 seconds to go. Again, thanks for being with us. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Yeah, maybe it's a segue. I think, you know, I did serve previously in the Trump administration. I've thought about going back in if this was right, and I think that there's a chance that I would do that. The selection of Vance and the idea that he might be kind of the guy in the trenches running a lot of this stuff under the president's direction makes me incredibly more enthusiastic about kind of making that sacrifice of commuting back and forth maybe for a little while to Montana, where my family will be, to do that, because I think he gets it. He's going to be the sort of person who people will be enthusiastic about working
with. A real change agent then. All right, Jeremy Carl, great to get your insight. Thanks so much for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Fox News commentary.
The way some in the media are covering the assassination attempt on former President Trump is appalling to say the least. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next. The media has called former President Trump a racist, a dictator, likened him to Hitler, and called his supporters every name in the book, including insurrectionists and cultists. And now, even after an attempt on his life was made, they still can't bring themselves to be decent. Immediately after word broke of the assassination attempt on Trump's life, the CNN headline read, quote, "Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at a rally." Are you kidding me, CNN? After he falls? I get all the information wasn't immediately available, but it was clear to anyone with a grain of integrity he didn't just fall. ABC News anchor Martha Raddatz reporting Sunday that the rhetoric of Trump and his supporters could have contributed to the attack on his life. To place blame on the former president and his supporters who were targeted and attacked at a rally is so beyond the pale, it makes me sick. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Are you cure or prevent any disease? Test fees may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what do we got coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of this show? Oh, hey, it's Tuesday. That's right. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it now, he's with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. He's going to be phoning it in for us today, but that's all right. It's going to be great to hear from him either way. Usually he's with us in studio, but over the phone works great. That's how we get a chance to hear from so many great listeners all across Montana. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Elected on the X platform, calling in from Eastern Montana. Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron and Montana, and thanks to our veterans and to the families of our fallen heroes and just everybody that is working so hard to save our country. I just want to say good morning. I was going to go through some tweets, you know, that Tester's put out, but it's always the same thing. A few different words, but he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Tester has had 18 years to do it, still hasn't done it. But what I also wanted to do was come on here and let you and your listeners know that tomorrow I will be a guest on a podcast, and I will be breaking down in depth some more information regarding Tester. And so stay tuned for that. It'll be on my social media. Otherwise, God bless President Trump. God bless the USA. Thank you for what you're doing, Aaron. And Tester will not be reelected.
He's such a phony, and I think more people are figuring it out. That's why, you know, despite the overwhelming amount of money that crooked John Tester has in his campaign account, thanks to Chuck Schumer and these, you know, leftists on the left coast and on the east coast, it's why he's still down in a lot of the polls that we've been hearing about, is because I think people are finally seeing what a phony this guy truly is. And exactly what you referred to, John Tester, it's all these phony, cookie-cutter, generic-sounding, poll-tested sound bites, which is what, you know, his campaign is putting out there on Twitter. And just another reminder that the guy's just a phony.
Just an absolute phony, Aaron.
Well, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. And thanks for sharing great information via X and other platforms as well. Thanks for calling in. You know, we were talking about J.D. Vance as Donald Trump's running mate and how he speaks to really, you know, the Rust Belt, if that's what you want to call it. And, you know, these portions of the country that have just been hammered by, you know, what might be referred to as the deindustrialization and the loss of American jobs overseas, et cetera. And then you had the opioid epidemic on top of it. Here's the deal. You know, sometimes people, they take these painkiller drugs for a legitimate reason, right? They're not just somebody out there that gets hooked because the Mexican drug cartels are pushing it on them at cheap prices to get them hooked and then get them addicted. Sometimes they get hooked because they had to take painkillers because they just had a surgery done and they needed painkillers during all that downtime after the surgery. Well, I know there's people out there that are struggling with pain and, you know, you're trying to dodge surgery. Sometimes you got to get surgery. Sometimes you got to take the painkillers. I get it. But what if you could get over the pain without the painkillers, without the surgery? Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They got hundreds of clinics all across America, but they now have a clinic on the ground here in Montana. And this is what they do. They specialize in natural biologics, where they use your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue without the downtime and without that risk of being hooked on opioids and on painkillers. You can call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263. We got John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joining us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then phone lines open. Well, phone, you can call in during that hour. And then we'll also have open phones in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. But, hey, maybe you're somebody who doesn't call in. You don't like to call into the show. But there's something that you would love for us to talk about. You want to get John's take on something. You name it. Well, just shoot us a quick little message on the Montana Talks app. Tell us what you want to talk about, and hopefully we'll get to it, because, man, that hour flies by whenever the Joker is with us here on the show. So stand by. We'll jump right into it right after this national news update here with Montana Talks.